Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in K-12 EdTech this week. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. This week, there were a number of interesting posts to eSchoolNews.com that actually did not involve work in the classroom. Rather, the topics involved those people in jobs that obviously support work in the classroom from the periphery. From digital media specialists to superintendents, and even the district bus drivers, and how technology can make their day-to-day responsibilities more efficient and therefore better for ultimately that teaching and learning. First off, Kristen Whitworth, she's a library media specialist at Dover, New Hampshire High School, and president of the New Hampshire School Library Media Association, makes the case on how schools should enable their library media specialists to lead the digital transformation through EdTech coordination, motivation, information, and education in districts. After a recent summit led by the association, the state's K-12 library professionals engaged in a dialogue around how they can ensure school systems maximize the state's EdTech investment that has gone on during the pandemic. They identified some common approaches to maximizing that ROI in each district or school setting. Here are some highlights. She writes, number one, create building-based digital tool coordinators. Databases, lists, websites, newsletters, and the like are all excellent ways to share information about digital tools and drive usage. Consider also having someone serve as the central point person for EdTech resources in your school. Establishing and using this role can be a great help in getting educators to the right person for targeted support, getting the word out, coordinating training, and so much more. Number two, incentivize use. Educators frequently seek administrator guidance for what they expect to see in the classroom or in use by students. Library media specialists can work with principals and curriculum leaders to foster digital tool adoption by making sure they know what different tools can do, highlighting best practices, sharing fun examples, and advocating for time for educators to play with and learn new tools. Number three, keep technology staff in the loop. She writes, depending on district and school technology acquisition policies, your tech team might not be aware of what you're acquiring, what it does, who it's for, what it requires, and if it complies with district or state regulations. Go beyond these basic tech requirements and show them what the tool does, how it works, and what integration it requires. And then number four, finally, solidify professional learning for that ed tech. She writes, we get it. We know there are so many initiatives that districts must address, such as compliance training, new challenges around socially emotional learning, competencies, new curricular initiatives. But by building a strong facility in navigating and leveraging EdTech, administrators empower educators to work towards all these goals. This piece is chock full of more detail for you to explore. It's one of the top stories right now up on eSchool News. Be sure to check it out. Next, Dr. Louis Algazi, he's the president and CEO of Florida Virtual School and FlexPoint Education Cloud. He breaks down some basic insight and instruction for educators having to manage schools and districts' online operations, which after the pandemic means pretty much every leader to some degree. He lists six guidelines, and I'll tease you here with three. For the rest, head over to the homepage at eSchoolNews.com. He writes, number one, establish and share online learning guidelines. First, I recommend asking yourself these key questions. Do you have safeguards in place to ensure academic integrity? How will your staff communicate with students who aren't submitting assignments? What is your grading policy? If you don't have answers to these questions yet, then it is critical that you set and establish guidelines to ensure that you and your staff are on the same page when it comes to these topics. Number two, discuss communication guidelines. One of the great benefits of online learning, he writes, is that engaging digital curriculum and tools allow for teachers to have more one-on-one interaction with students, providing teachers with better insights on how their students are doing. As such, the connection and rapport your teachers create with students and families can go a long way toward their success, which is why my second step includes developing and discussing these sort of guidelines. Then number three, discuss training schedules. Something I learned early on in my position is that if your staff is set up for success and feels confident and prepared to teach online, the results will show, not only in terms of building a culture of care within your school or district, but also when it comes to student success. He writes, which is why my third step should be one of your top priorities, ensuring staff have the time to train, learn new systems, and develop their skills. These first two stories reminded me of a recent conversation I had with Chad McGaha. He's the chief technology